The state reception room is the first of the grand rooms done in European marble. The marble in this room is called Brescia Violet. It comes from quarries in central Italy, close to the town of Pisa. You will notice the black marble on the floor and at the base of the walls. This is called Levanto marble. It comes from quarries in northern Italy, close to the town of Genoa. The architects wanted to signify that even though the three rooms are independent in character, they are still in harmony with the total design. This is done by using Levanto marble in all three rooms, on the floors and at the base of the walls. The Tiffany chandeliers and sconces in this room are made of Czechoslovakian glass. You will notice that the coffered ceiling is arched with a skylight and inlaid octagonal panels of rosettes surrounded by the leaf and dart pattern. The entablature, the horizontal area above the vertical walls, contains various Greek and Roman patterns, including fasces, Aegean dart, triglyphs, and key patterns. All of these patterns are used throughout the building. The furniture in this room is supplied by the W&J Sloan Company of New York City. It is the original furniture with new upholstery in some cases. The table in the center of the room was given to the state by the architects Wilder and White. It is made of inlaid woods from the state of New York. The base is made from a single slice of Circassian walnut from Russia. The carpet is the original, put down at the time of construction. Underneath is a teakwood floor used for dancing at the governor's inaugural ball. The piano in the corner of the room is a Blüthner piano built in Leipzig, Germany in the late 1800s. A man named Moldenauer owned the piano and brought it with him when he left Germany in the 1930s. He taught music at the University of Eastern Washington in the Spokane area. When he died, he left the piano to the state.